Thank you. Thank you. That was a tune called Flipper. That was a tune called Flipper. And I don't know if it's about a video game or a dolphin. And before that, we played a tune called Frontiers. And these are both off a new album that we've already recorded that's going to come out on Warner Brothers in January. We're going to carry on with another tune from the same album that's called Half Moon Bay.
Thank you.
So, on the harmonica and the keyboards and the jew's harp and the wiro and the beanie, one of the most amazing things about Howard's harmonica playing is that he plays on a blues harp, which is diatonic and does not have the chromatic notes in it, but as you can hear, he's playing them. This is Howard Levy. On the bass, guitar, and one of the most amazing things about this guy is that, well, he's only 14 years old. Got his first bass when he was still in his mother's womb. But he really hasn't started getting good till he got, you know, 12 or 13, so. This is Victor Wooten. Now we got a problem. Where to begin? Then were any of you folks here for the Strength in Numbers show a little while back? Well, there was a tune on that album called Future Man, and this is the Future Man right over here, who that tune was named for. He's playing an instrument that defies description, but maybe we'll try and figure out how to demonstrate it. Why don't you demonstrate it? What does the pink one do? Symbol on the pink one.
Really?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Let's hold a little bit of it back for the tunes, all right? The Napoleon of the drumatar, Roy Wooten. So, how's everybody doing out there? I can see some of you. We're going to feature Guido here on the bass with a piece that he wrote called Emerald Falls. And let me just say before you begin that when I first met Victor, he called me up and played bass for me over the telephone, and he was playing banjo licks and stuff. So we decided to work out a tune where we could kind of play banjos together. Except you would do it on there, so. So this is called Emerald Falls. Thank you. why don't we feature Howard Levy now? This is Howard writes a lot of great tunes too, and this is a typical Howard Levy tune in that it's kind of a Latin, Hungarian, with a little bit of early '60s jazz. And this is called
Caliente.
Caliente.
All right.
Caliente. Thank you. So, time for a ballad. This is a tune that I wrote that's on the new record. I don't know what we're going to call the record, but maybe Meet the Flecktones or something like that. This is a tune called Sunset Road. Rich, I was distorting all up here on that last one. Can you turn down input? That was Tech Talk.
Thank you.
best friend in the whole world, Earl. I've got a bunch of junk back here, spare auto parts and weird stuff. And one of the things in the bottom of this rack over here, the white unit, is called a sampler. Does anybody know what that is? All right. The 90s are almost here. But for those who don't, a sampler is like a tape recorder. And what you can do with it is tape virtually anything and play it back on a keyboard, for instance. Take a sound like this and record it in there and play it back on a keyboard. And the cool thing about it is when you go down low, the sound gets low. You go up high, the sound gets high, and it changes. So you take a sound like that or like this. There. Sound like that. Sound like this. Sound like this. Sound like this. You take a sound like that and take it way, way down. It's really interesting, too. And if you take a low string of a banjo and you tune it, take it way down, it sounds like a bass. So what I've done is I've put together a piece with this computer and sequencer that just uses sounds that are generated from this banjo, but it won't sound exactly like that. So that's what I'm doing. Thank you. was afraid of that. Bluegrass. Well, as a matter of fact, the other Flecktones are not really natural bluegrass, high lonesome kind of guys, but but my pal Earl, I mean, except once in a while he just, you know, goes out there. But I think he can be trusted tonight. Yeah, let's play some bluegrass.
Thank you.
go get my Batman banjo for this tune. This is kind of a nasty little tune we're going to do. Thank you, Howard. So you had all that time off stage to think about these things. I know we're in trouble now. I suppose you want me to lower the mic stand.
To all your party people who are coming to the show, you're listening to the sounds of the mighty Flectones. Howard's on the harp, and Victor on the bass, and Roy on the drums, that must have come from outer space. Baylor's on the banjo, he's the big Flectone. He wants to take the banjo to galaxies unknown. You like the sounds, but now we have to go. But before we do, there's one thing you ought to know. If the music sounds good and you like what we're playing, remember we're the Flectones. You know what I'm saying. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll be back in a little while. The Flecktones. Howard. Victor. Roy. Earl.
Thank you.
Sounded great. Okay, that was a tune called Hurricane Camille. And it washed out several houses. And we're going to carry on with what? With some new tunes that don't have titles yet. No, one of them does. One of them, but I don't know it. Am I making any sense? Am I making myself perfectly clear? The first tune is a new tune that I wrote. It doesn't have a title. And the second one is a tune I heard liberated from a record that of some Brazilian guys. And these guys jumped right on it. So this is sort of a Latin medley. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fix this one. I'll answer you. Yeah.
Latin medley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's kind of brisk out there. So we were out there, you know, walking around. This bum walked up to Victor. And it was John Duffy. I mean, it was bizarre. I'm sorry.
You know who John Duffy is?
Never mind.
What are we up to? Oh,
I know. Listen, let's get Howard to do something impossible. Easy.
Right.
Is that all right with you, Howard?
It's impossible. Yeah, sure.
I think he's going to do it.
I'm going to drink a cup of coffee and play the harmonica at the same time. This isn't one of them. Let's see. This is a very useful instrument. You can use it to tune up fiddle players, you know. I have to figure out how to tune up Bela yet with it. See. There we go. Yeah, okay. By special request. And I'd like to dedicate this to my friends Robin and Jeff, who are sitting over there, who I haven't seen in about 10 years. We used to live in the same apartment building in Evanston, Illinois. And we've kept touch for all these years. I'm really glad that you guys are here. This is my version of excerpt from the Beethoven Violin Concerto in D in A flat. Thank you.
What did I tell you? Come on. Well, now it's time to get into the intergalactic part of our show. This is a tune that I wrote, or a couple of tunes, really, called Mars Needs Women.
Why did you call it that, Baylor?
Well, actually, could I have a blue spot, please? That's green. No, no, bring it down, bring it down. It's like the first part is called Space is a Lonely Place, and it kind of details the long journey. It actually takes 6 light years to get to Mars in the vehicles that they had, and you know, those old space miners get lonely out there, you know. So I don't know if you know, but in Alaska back in the gold rush days, you used to be able to you could get these books and mail order a wife, you know, and you could order, and you know, she'd show up about, I don't know, 6-8 months later. And so they have the same thing in the future, of course. I mean, because these guys are out there for a long time, and so anyway, are you with me so far? Okay.
Is this kind of a metaphor, Bill?
That's for where you keep cows, but that's not important right now. But so anyway, they order these wives, you know, and then. This is a serious piece, man. Come on. And then it's 3 light years till they get to Mars. And so finally they get to Mars, and the ship with the women is, golly, I don't know, 4 light years behind them. So, you know, they develop a nice life on Mars without women, you know, and by the time they arrive, they don't really need them anymore. Oh, I can't believe you. But the second part of the chronicle is called They're Here. And it's sort of got, I mean, it goes back and forth between some time signatures, which sort of implies the problem transition period when women are being reintroduced to society. But it works out great, and pretty soon they're back in control, like here on Earth. So. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. Mars needs women.